It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to talk about being social. Now, when it comes to social media, it's simply that. It's right in the name. Social media is about being social. And I said this a million times before, and I'll probably say it another million times, but it's really that simple. Now, for me, I have pages and platforms for different social media platforms. And some of that I use personal and personal only. Some I use for a bit of both. And as an example, when it comes to Facebook, I have a page obviously for Rustech Media, but I also have my personal profile, and I kind of do a little bit of both. Some of it's personal, family, friends, and then some of it's also business related as well. I take advantage of my friend base there. Now, when it comes to a platform like TikTok, do as I say, not as I do in this scenario. But for me, that's kind of my outlet. That's my fun space. I can be myself. I could be goofy, dancing around, and I don't promote anything business related on there. That's my getaway at the end of the day. I want to have some fun, blow off some steam, do a little dance, whatever that case may be, right? But when it comes to running your business and using social media to drive traffic to whatever your offer is, whatever product you're trying to sell, it, for the most part, is pretty simple. You want to be able to tell your story. And before you start doing that, you want to establish a few different things first. Now, the first thing you want to know is, who is your target audience? And I've used this example before. If I was trying to sell you a BlackBerry phone, like one of the ones behind me, if you're watching this on YouTube, if I'm going to sell you a BlackBerry phone, that's a very, very small niche market. I'm not just going to try to sell to anybody and everybody, because I'm going to be wasting my time and effort and possibly money in trying to market to a large audience. Unfortunately, the BlackBerry brand is pretty much dead in the way of mobile phones. So if I'm going to sell that, I need to, for one, target a very specific audience, and I need to have maybe a little more incentive in trying to sell that phone. The only way I'm going to sell that to you, quite possibly maybe marketers, is using the scenario like Russell talked about, in having a ton of value on the phone, resources, podcasts, phone numbers of marketers that you would be interested in as a marketer. But just anybody else, I'm going to have a heck of a time trying to sell that phone. So you want to know who your audience is. Break down who you're trying to sell to. What does that look like? And even break it down to, who is your actual dream customer? Is it a male or a female? Is it, what's their age range? Are you trying to sell a high ticket offer? So maybe you want to look for somebody with a little more money as opposed to somebody just starting out, somebody a little younger that just doesn't have that kind of money yet. Define who your target audience is first. Now, the next step is, where are they hanging out? You may have a target audience, you may know who you want to sell to, but if you're selling in all the wrong places, you're going to have trouble again. Now, you have to know, what blogs are they reading? What podcasts are they listening to? What websites do they visit? Newsletters do they subscribe to? And one of the biggest ones, what Facebook or LinkedIn groups are they in? If one or the other or both. If you know that, you're going to have a much easier time trying to sell your product or your service to your audience if you know exactly where they are. That'll take a little bit of research, but finding that will make your life so much easier. Now it gets to the fun part of social media. Now you could worry about posting times and what kind of content you're going to create, but the best way to do it is tell your story. Make your audience relate with you. So if they can relate with you and you're entertaining to them, as well as providing value, that goes a long, long way. And that kind of comes back to using the three E's. You want to educate your audience, you want to entertain your audience, most importantly, you want to engage with your audience. If you're creating your strategy and you're creating content and you're actually putting it out to the right audience, to your dream customer, but you're not engaging with them, you're not replying, you're not reaching out before and after you've created content to engage with them and provide values on top of what you've posted, it's going to start to fall dead. And one of the biggest examples I use, especially when I'm at a networking event and I'm trying to explain, trying to drive traffic to a post, trying to get eyes on your post. Think about being in a crowded room with a group of people, like a networking event. Now, over on the far wall, there's a picture hanging up, and you want people to see that picture. If you put that picture up, people that are kind of close to it are going to see it. But people on the other side of the room aren't going to see it as easy, or they'll glance by it and not really see what the image is, if there's text to it, or maybe there's a little placard underneath the picture. But the artist, you're not going to see that. So my job to get people on there is to network around the room, introduce myself, start a conversation, and then I can bring up, hey, did you see this picture over here? This is really cool. This artist painted this, blah, 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 whatever the case may be. Now, if I'm talking about that photo, that painting, whatever it is, hanging on the wall, and then I give maybe some value, oh, this was an artist from such and such an area or time, and he knew this and that, and whatever the case may be, you're going to get them a little more interested in, and then they're going to walk over and see it. Social media is no different. You want to get out and engage, whether it be in groups, your target audience, your Dream 100s, their own posts, provide a little bit of value, something personal and relatable to that post. And then that in turn will draw these people back to your content and they'll see it much faster. It's that simple. So, with all of that said, I do want to help you out with two things. Now, how to find your dream audience and where they are. One of the best tools I had was the .com Secrets book by Russell Brunson. So I want to give you that book absolutely free. You just have to pay for the shipping. And I'll talk more about that in a second. And the other thing I want to do is I want to give you a beginner's guide to social media. I want to give you a strategy, a beginner strategy for social media to get you going. And what I talked about in this podcast, there's a whole bunch of questions to help you find your dream audience and to help you find who your attractive character in your business is. Now, we'll talk about that a little bit later on in another podcast, but I give you a very simple and a very easy strategy on how to reach out, how to find your audience, and what kind of content to create that is going to get more attention onto your profiles or pages. So hopefully you've got a lot out of this podcast. Hopefully I taught you a little something, and hopefully the strategy and .com Secrets book work for you and your business. And I'm almost positive they will. So with all that said, that's it for this week's episode, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hey everybody, hold up one quick second. Now, I just did a social media strategy for a very good friend of mine, and that is going to change their business online. I promise you. And I wanted to do that exact same gesture for you. I want to give you a free social media strategy. That's right, absolutely free. I will lay out exactly what you need to post, how to post, when to post, and how to grow your business online using social media. I'm going to give that to you absolutely free. All you have to do is go to info.rustechmedia.com/strategy, and it's all yours. That's it. If you want a free social media strategy to grow your business online, all you have to do, head to info.rustechmedia.com/strategy. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week.